Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Vayechi. That's Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes. And Yaakov continues speaking to the Shvatim before he dies. The Pasuk tells us, God Gedud Yed Gudanu, a troop will troop from God, Vuhu Yagod Akev, and he will troop back where he came from. Take a look at the second Rashi in Pasuk Yud Tes, and go a little bit beforehand at the end of this very long Rashi. So the beginning of the Rashi is just explaining that the word God Gedud and Yigudanu has to do with a troop, and now Rashi says, God Gedud Yed Gudanu, altogether these three words, Gedudim Yagudu Hemenu, troops are going to come from him. That they're going to cross over the Yarden with their brothers to war. Kol chalitz, all armed men, until the land is conquered. Remember, Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menashe wanted to stay on the other side of the Yarden. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you still have to fight with everyone to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So God Gedud Yegudenu means God is going to send troops over to fight with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And v'hu yagod akev, kol gedud av yeshuva al akev menachlasam, all of their troops are going to come back where they came from. Shalakhu Be'evranar, going back to the part of Evranar where they wanted their portion, and no one's going to be missing. Okay, what does this mean? Bedarkum silasim shalchu, along the path and route that they went, Yeshuva, they're going to come back on that path. Back to Pasuk Chaf, me Asher shmein alachmai, from Asher, his bread is rich, v'hu yitain madani melech, and he will deliver the delicacies of the king. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf over here, me Asher shmein alachmai, machal haba mechelkel she'asher yehe shamein, all the food that comes from the chelik of Asher is going to be fat. She'u zesim rubin mechelkel, he has a lot of olives there, v'hu maishach shemen kemayan, and it's going to flow with oil like a spring. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said as well. And there's a whole story over there how they needed oil and they just found that there was an incredible amount of oil in Shevet Asher. Back to Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Natali is Ayala Shalucha, a deer that was sent off, Hanoisin Imre Shafer, that says beautiful things. Now what's this referring to? Pasuk Chaf Aleph in Rashi, Ayala Shalucha, Zu Bigas Ginoiser. This is actually referring to the Valley of Ginoiser in Shevet Naphtali's portion, Shikalu Levashal Periseha. It's very easy and quick to ripen its fruits. Ayala Zu, just like this deer, Shikal Larots, that runs very quickly. Ayala Shalucha, Ayala Mishulachas Larots, that means an Ayala that was sent off to run. Hanaisin Imre Shafer, what does that mean? Ketargumai, Targum says they're going to give thanks. Davarach, another understanding is, Amalchema Sisra Nisnabe, he was giving Nevua about the Milchama of Sisra in the days of Devarah HaNeviah, Velakachta Imcha Sar Salafim Ish B'nei Naphtali, you're going to take with you 10,000 men from Naphtali, Valchusham Bezrizos, and they went very quickly. And Vechein Amarsham Hashan Shiluach, this expression of Shiluach sending off was also said by that war, Ba'emek Shulach Baraglov. Hanaisin Imre Shafer, what does that mean? To deliver beautiful sayings? Al Yadam Sharu Devaru Barak Shira, through them, through their troops, because they won this war, that's why Devaru and Barak ended up singing. And back to Pasuk Chaf Beis, Bain Pyras Yosef. Yosef is a son of grace. Bain Pyras Ali Ayin. He's a son of grace to the eye. Banai Sada Ali Shur. The girl stepped up. Ali Shur either means on the wall or to see. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Chaf Beis, Bain Pyras Ben Chain. He's a son of grace. Vuhulashain Arami, Aperi Namte Lerebi Shimon, Besaif Bab Mitzia. Bain Pyras Ali Ayin. Chinoi Natoi Ala Ayin Haroi Aisai. His grace is spread over the eye that sees him. Banai Sada Ali Shur. Benais Mitzrayim Hayut Saides Al Chaim Lestakal Biyafiai. All the girls of Mitzrayim, they stood on the wall to be able to look how beautiful he is. And Ubanis Harbe, many girls, Sada stepped, Kol Achas Va'achas B'makim Shetuchal L'Roisim Yisham, a place where she was able to see him. Let's go to Rashi Dibra Maschel Shur, Kamoi La Shur, meaning to see. Davar Acher, Ali Shur B'Shvil La Shur, in order to see. Avitagim Shal Unklus. Unklus translates these words of Benait Sada Ali Shur, Terrain Shiftin Yipkun Mibinahi, meaning the two Shvatim are going to come from him. Because of Banis, the reason why it's written Banis as daughters, Al Shem Benais Menasha, that's actually referring to the daughters of Menasha, Benais Slavcha, those are the Benais Slavcha, Shanatul Chelik B'Shnei Evre Yarden, they actually got a Chelik in both sides of the Yarden. Breed the Yiske Yosef, that's Pyrus, Lashain Piri of Rivia, an expression of Puru being fruitful and multiplying. Aviesh Mejish Shagadabayim Siashim Ha'Loshin, is actually a Mejish that explains this beautifully. Beshah Shabbat Esav Likras Yaakov, at the time that Esav came to greet Yaakov, Yaakov had left Lavan, and Esav was coming with his 400 men, Bekulan Kidmo Yimais Lechas Fnei B'Neim Lishtachavais, by every single one of the Yimais, they went before their children to bow down. Over Rachel, by Rachel it says, Nigash Yosef v'Rachel v'shtachavu. First Yosef went, and then Rachel. Amar Yosef, Yosef said, Rasha zed this Rasha, Einai Rama, he's very haughty. Shem yitain einav be'imi, perhaps he's going to look at my mother improperly. Yatzal faneha. So Yosef went in front of his mother. V'shirev kamasel chasoysa, and he stretched out his height to try to cover his mother. V'hu sheber chayaviv, and that's understanding of his father's bracha, Bein Pyras, a growing son. Higdal ta'atzmacha, you made yourself grow, you tried to be big. Yosef, ale ayin, over the eye, shall Esav of Esav. L'fikach zechisa gedula, that's why you merited greatness. And Banei Sada Ali Shur, the girl stepped on the wall. What does that mean? L'staka b'chab, it says chal Mitzrayim, to look at you when you were going out over all Mitzrayim. V'aydar shul, in yishle yishle b'zari ayin hara. Another drasha is, Ali ayin, is oile ayin, you're above eye, meaning an ayin hara has no power over you. V'af k'sheberich Menashe v'Ephraim, also when he blessed Menashe and Ephraim at the beginning of the parsha, berichim kedagim, he blessed them like fish. She'ein ayin hara, she lets us by him, that ayin hara isn't shaila, doesn't have any power over fish. Back to Pasuk Chav Gimel Vayimaruhu, and they made him bitter, Varoivu, and they became contentious, Vayistimuhu Balechitzim, and ones with arrows hated him. Let's see Pasuk Chav Gimel and Rashi, Vayimaru Varoivu, what's that referring to? Vayimaru Echav, his brothers embittered him, Vayimaru Paitifar Vishtai Lasrai, and Paitifar and his wife embittered him to put him in jail, Lashain Vayimaru Eschayehim. Varoivu, what does that mean? Nasaloi Echav Anche Riv, his brothers became men of contention with him. And let's just go to the last Rashi, Balechitzim Shalashainim Kechetz, their words were like arrows. Back to Pasuk Chav Dalet Vateshev Be'eson Kashtai, his bow was firmly set, Vayafizu Zray Yadav, and his arms were gilded, Midei Abir Yaakov, from the hands of Abir Yaakov, Misham, from there, Raya Evan Yisrael, the shepherd of the stone of Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalet Vateshev Be'eson Kashtai, Nisyashva B'chazek, he was set firmly, Kashtai Chazkai, his strength, Vayafizu Zray Yadav, Zui Nisinas Tabas Al Yadav, this is referring to the ring being given to him when he was appointed as a leader over Mitzrayim. Zayis HaSolai Midei HaKash Baruch Hu, this is from Hashem, Shuhu Abir Yaakov, Hashem is the Abir Yaakov, and Misham Al Aliyah Yisrael Evan Yisrael, from there, from when he got that ring, from when he got appointed to greatness, he became the shepherd of Evan Yisrael, Ikaron Shel Yisrael, the very main part of Yisrael, L'shain Evan HaReshel, L'shain Malchus, an expression of kingship. Back to Pasuk Chaf Hei, Mekel Avicha V'Yazreka, from the God of your father, and he shall help you. Ve'is Shakai V'Varcheka, and with Shakai, and he will bless you. Berchais Shemayim Me'ol, Berchais Tohaim Revetzes Tochas, blessings of heaven above, and blessings of the deep crouching below, Berchais Shadayim V'Racham. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Hei, Mekel Avicha Haisel Chazoiz, this was from the God of your father, V'Hu Yazreka, and he was there to help you. Ve'is Shakai V'Imakash Baruch Hu Haya Libcha, and your heart was with Hashem, Kishaloi Shemat L'Divrei Adon Oscha, when you didn't listen to the wife of your mistress, she tried to get you to do an Aveira, and you didn't listen, V'Hu Yivarecha, and he blessed you, Berchas Shadayim V'Racham, what's this referring to? Berchas Da'abu De'ima, this is the blessing of a father and mother. Klaimar, meaning to say, Yizbarchu Hamelidim V'Hayoldos, those who help give birth, referring to the father, and the ones that actually give birth, that's the mother, they should be blessed, Shiva Zachar Mazrim Tiparui L'Heroyin, that the males, they should have Zera, and their Zera should actually be able to have children, and V'Hanakevas, the females should be blessed, Shaloi Shaklas, Rechem Shalahem L'Hapalu Barein, that their womb shouldn't do anything and they shouldn't miscarry. Back to Pasuk Chavav, Birchas Avicha Gavru Al Birchas Hairai, the blessings of your father became greater than the blessings my parents received. Atavas give us Olam, reaching all the way till the borders of the world. Tiyel L'Rosh Yosef, those blessings should be on Yosef's head, U'L'Kad Kad Nazir Echav, and on the head of the one separated from his brothers. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chavav, Birchas Avicha Gavru, Habrachas Shebrechane Kosh Baruch Hu, the blessings that Hashem blessed me, said Yaakov Avinu, Gavru V'Halchu Al Habrachas Shebrechas Hairai, they were actually greater than the brachas that Hashem blessed my fathers. Atavas give us Olam, they went all the way to the borders of the world. Fisha brachas Sheli Gavru Adzev Gvulei give us Olam, my brachas that I got, says Yaakov, they went all the way to the borders of the world. Shenosan li bracha prutza bli mitzarim, Hashem gave me a bracha which is open that has no borders. Magas ad arba ktsaisa Olam, it reaches all the way to the four corners of the earth. Shenemar says, Ufaratz to Yama Vakedma, you're going to spread out all over. Mashaloy Amar la'Avram Avinu li'Yitzchak, that was not said to Avram Avinu and Yitzchak. La'Avram Amar la'Avram, Avram Hashem said, Sonai necha re'eh, ki es kol ha'aretz asher taroy lecha etneno, only this land that you see, I'm going to give it to you. V'lo'ero el Eretz Yisrael b'vad, he only showed him Eretz Yisrael. L'Yitzchak Amar la'Avram, to Yitzchak he said, ki l'chol zarecha etenes kol ha'aretz ha'isoel, to you and your offspring, I'm going to give all these lands. V'akimaisi sashvua, and zeu sha'ami Yishaya, that's what Yishaya Navi said, v'achaticha nachas Yaakov v'vicha. V'lo'emar nachas Avram, it didn't say the nachal of Avram, because the nachal of Yaakov is bli mitzarim, it's without borders. And so Yaakov had said, that great bracha that was given to me, I'm placing it on your head, I'm giving it to you, Yosef, and ulakud kanazir echav, on the head of the one that's separated from his brothers, that was Yosef, he was separated from his brothers. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.